Temperatures are hot for much of Wisconsin today, and the forecast says that by the end of the week, they're just going to get hotter. High temperatures and humidity are bringing us a sticky heat wave this week. Heat indexes in the 90s for a lot of Wisconsin, maybe in the low hundreds in the southern part of the state. Jonathan Erdman is senior meteorologist at weather.com based in Milwaukee and a contributor to the Weather Channel podcast. John, welcome back to the show.
Rob, it's great to be here.
Well, how hot are we going to get this week around the state? Break down some of the numbers for us.
Well, it looks like it's kind of an upward trend here, peaking on Friday and then some relief in the weekend. So it looks like by the time we get to Thursday, looks like high temperatures will be in the low to mid 90s in southern Wisconsin, generally upper 80s to low 90s in northern Wisconsin. And by the time we get to Friday, boy, again, that's going to be the peak of it. We'll see highs mid to upper 90s. Wouldn't be shocked if a few locations in southern Wisconsin push near 100 degrees on Friday. And in northern Wisconsin, it'll definitely be in the upper 80s to low 90s. So, yeah, a couple of hot days coming up.
I know this is the time of year when we can see these kind of temperatures in the state. What's driving this current trend of hot weather?
Well, Rob, we always have to tell ourselves it is July. So, you know, if we didn't have a heat wave like this, there'd probably be something wrong. There'd probably be some kids that are disappointed not being able to enjoy water parks and everything. But generally what's happening right now is we have some high pressure aloft, a big heat dome, if you will, that builds over the central U.S. And when that happens in July, occasionally that excessive heat builds northward from the corn belt of Nebraska and Kansas and Missouri and Iowa, and eventually it pokes its way on occasion into Wisconsin. And when it does that, we usually have a couple of days of hot weather before we get the next cold front coming through.
As the saying goes, it's not just the heat, it's the smothering moisture that seems like it's drowning you as you walk around. Something like that, I'm paraphrasing. What's up with the high humidity this week?
Well, I hear you. I just got in from doing a lot of yard work this morning, and yeah, I was basically a hot mess. So, that's the time of year when we see dew points around 70 degrees. That's usually a good indication that when we spend, you know, a few minutes outside, we start sweating quickly, and that's pretty typical of these midsummer heat waves. It's not just the heat; we get that building humidity that comes northward from the Ohio Valley and the Mid Mississippi Valley. And with all those cornfields emitting evapotranspirating moisture into the atmosphere, we just can't get heat without humidity this time of year.
At what point does this go from being maybe a nuisance to hazardous?
Well, typically with heat waves, of course, all the attention goes to how hot it will get. But as far as what turns heat waves deadly, it's really how long they last. And the reason being is that those that don't have access to air conditioning, what happens is at night you don't get a lot of relief. So, for instance, during this heat wave, we'll have low temperatures in the morning that really aren't that low. We'll have low temperatures maybe bottoming out around 78 or so in Milwaukee and Madison, maybe mid-70s up toward Green Bay. And when that happens, you don't get much cooling in the evening. It just doesn't, you know, if you blew a fan on you without any air conditioning, you wouldn't feel all that much cooler because it could still be, you know, upper 70s to low 80s. So that's when heat waves turn dangerous, is when they last for several days. And unfortunately, in other parts of the country, that could turn dangerous.
Talking to Jonathan Erdman, senior meteorologist at weather.com. He's based in Milwaukee. We're talking about this week's heat and humidity around most of Wisconsin. We hear this phrase, a heat index, John. What does that mean? Does it really affect how we experience the heat?
Yeah, Rob, it's very similar to how we describe wind chill in the winter. So it just gives us a way of communicating how hot it will feel. And the idea is the more humid it is, obviously you sweat more, but you're unable to, you know, your body is cooled by evaporation. So the more humid the air is, the less evaporation of sweat from your body, and you'll just feel hotter. So a heat index is basically a combination of heat and humidity. So the higher the number is, the more dangerous the heat wave is. And so on Friday, for instance, we're looking at heat indices anywhere from 100 to 110 degrees in parts of central and southern Wisconsin. And that is in the danger zone as far as heat waves are concerned.
When we have a lot of heat and a lot of humidity, does that mean there's a lot of energy in the air? Does that put us at risk of a powerful thunderstorm if a front comes through?
Most often in Wisconsin, the answer is yes to that. And so we'll see clusters of thunderstorms the next several days, tonight into Thursday, We may see some Thursday night into Friday. And then finally, what happens this time of year is when you get a cold front coming through, you get thunderstorms with that, and then you get relief behind it. So unfortunately, this weekend, we will see some thunderstorms here and about in parts of Wisconsin. But it's the price you pay for getting heat relief.
Now, let's talk about that relief a little more. You've touched on it a couple times. I want more details to give me something to look forward to. When and how much are we looking to cool down?
Oh, well, I've got some great news. So this, you know, there have been heat waves in Wisconsin in the past where we've gone a week straight with you know, excessive heat and humidity, and it just doesn't seem like a break is ahead. But I can give you some good news that by this weekend, by Saturday, we'll start to see that cooler air start to spread into northern Wisconsin. By Sunday, it should get into southern Wisconsin. Now, again, we're going to have to pay the price for that with thunderstorms. But the great news is that by next week, it absolutely looks fabulous for late July. We'll have high temperatures, maybe around 80 degrees in southern Wisconsin, in the 70s in northern Wisconsin. We'll have lows in the 50s in northern Wisconsin, low 60s in southern Wisconsin. We can give the AC a break. And really, much of next week looks absolutely fabulous here in Wisconsin.
That sounds great. Now, we're seeing reports that if climate change continues as it's been going, it's going to boost the odds of this kind of heat wave. It's something that can happen, of course, anyway, but it gets maybe more likely and more common in the future. What kind of things do you think about when you hear a report like that?
Well, it certainly, you kind of think of it as you know, weighting the dice. So, you know, in a warming world, we do expect warmer temperatures at night. And that's probably the most pronounced signature we're seeing here in Wisconsin is just warmer nighttime temperatures, especially in the cities where you have that urban heat island in play. So in Milwaukee and in Madison, to a lesser extent in some of the smaller towns. So, you know, this isn't a particularly bad long-lived heat wave by Wisconsin standards. In 2012, for instance, you know, if it makes you feel a little better here, in 2012, we had 10 straight days of 90-degree heat in Madison, and four of those days were triple-digit heat. We're seeing nothing like that with this heat wave. But yes, in general, unfortunately, we can expect longer, long-lived heat waves with especially warmer temperatures at night here in Wisconsin.
John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Jonathan Erdman, senior meteorologist at weather.com based in Milwaukee. He was with us today to talk about what we can expect out of the heat wave hitting Wisconsin this week.